We're back with America Outdoors Radio, and we're taking you to Ketchikan, Alaska. That's where one of our affiliates is, KTKN, and it's also a place where you're going to find something very special. It's a place where you're going to find something called Project Healing Towers and Healing Waterfall. These are organizations that cater to veterans and soldiers from all over the United States and help them heal through outdoors experiences. With us here to tell you more about it is Gary Powell. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.
So, Gary, I understand these two ventures, Project Healing Towers and Healing Waterfall, they all started with you and Gary Moffitt and your wife, Virginia. As you were taking soldiers from Project Healing Waters fishing up in the Ketchikan area starting about 9 years ago. And this evolved. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Project Healing Towers to start with?
10 years ago, Gary Moffitt started inviting veterans and disabled military people on a fishing trip. This was a 10 to 14 day fishing trip around the Beam Canal in the Ketchikan area. There was a time of good camaraderie, salmon fishing, crabbing, shrimping, halibut fishing. It was a good time spent together. In 2012, Gary Moffitt purchased a piece of property. He named it the Healing Towers, and we started to expand the operation. The towers then was able to house people, and the fishing trips were based out of his home. Later that year, Virginia and I purchased a piece of property in the Ketchikan area with a waterfall on it, and we named it Healing Waterfall. And we joined forces with Gary and supported his project.
All right. Well, let's start off with Healing Waterfall, the property that you bought. Exactly what do folks find there? I'm guessing a waterfall.
Yes. It is a most beautiful location. We were able to purchase the property all around it. So we have a forested area. Leaving Tongass Highway, we have a winding driveway. And Virginia and I have decorated that with flags of every military service. So as you're descending down from Tongass Highway to the beach, a winding serpentine driveway lined with these flags brings you out to a home right on the beach, and a waterfall that dumps right into the beach, and a beautiful location overlooking Benton Island. It is an incredible, peaceful, healing place that we're able to sleep up to 12 people in the house. We spend our time with these veterans and sometimes their caretakers, and they just have a wonderful, peaceful location that is quiet.
So you've got this wonderful location that houses the veterans, and then you take them over to Gary Moffitt, and he takes them fishing through Project Healing Towers. Is that correct?
That is correct. Usually we pick up the veterans from the airport. We bring them to our home. We spend the first day orientation, outfitting them in waders. Right there on the property, we do a little casting lesson, looking at their abilities. The next day, we usually fish Ward Creek or Ward Lake or do a fly out to one of the many lakes. These are trout fishing days. A normal rotation would be on the third day. We get in our boat. We do a little bit of local salmon fishing. And by the end of the day, we're out at Healing Towers, which is in the Moser Bay area. And we drop this group of veterans off and pick up a group of veterans that have been with Gary and bring them back to our house. And then we house those people for 2 days, try to get one more fishing trip in locally, and then one day of touring Ketchikan area, the totem poles, the local environment, and then take them to the airport and get a big hug goodbye and hope to see them all again.
So when it comes to Gary Moffitt's operation with Healing Towers, does he have a home as well, or are folks staying on his boat as they cruise around the area and, you know, drop pots and bring up shrimp, bring up crab, and reel up fish?
he does have a home, a beautiful home that sits on a cliff overlooking the Moser Bay area. With it is a very large 60-foot dock, and he housed a 42-foot trawler down there. So they spend a little bit of time at the house, and then they board the boat, and it's 3 or 4 days of cruising around, fishing and crabbing and shrimping the Naha area up by Yes Bay, and then back to the towers for a wind-down day, and then back to us.
Well, Gary, this sounds incredibly therapeutic and relaxing, a wonderful adventure. And like you said, you know, putting these veterans together, the camaraderie that they had in the service, they can reignite that in this wonderful setting. I understand that between the two of you, you can handle about 70 to 73 veterans every season from May through September. What organizations are providing these veterans and active duty soldiers to you for these trips?
For the most part, Project Healing Waters has vetted the veterans, but we also work closely with veterans coming out of the hospital, the Shepherd Center, or the Burn Center in San Antonio. We also work with local VAs and local chapters of Project Healing Waters across the United States, of which I think there is one in every state and over 9,000 participants.
And Gary, do all of these veterans, do all these soldiers, do they have physical or psychological disabilities that they're trying to deal with?
I would say both. When you're injured severely, there are psychological injuries that happen with a tremendous physical injury. So I would say for the most part, all of them have got physical and mental disabilities.
Now, Gary, I know you've dedicated a lot of time to these veterans, to these soldiers. You're a Vietnam veteran yourself, and thank you for your service. But in 2018, you're going to go ahead and try something different. You're going to organize a trip for a different group. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Yes, we're stepping out of our comfort zone. We've been asked by Casting for Recovery, which is a nonprofit women's group that targets women healing from breast cancer, and they're using fly fishing as a therapeutic recreation to help them along their road to recovery. And this year in July, we'll be hosting the only Alaskan chapter of Casting for Recovery.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary, what you and your wife, Virginia, and what Gary Moffitt are doing is something that is truly special. And folks, if you want to find out more about Project Healing Towers and Healing Waterfall, here's some places to go on the net to find out. On Facebook, just look for Healing Waterfall. You'll get right there. We've also got a link on our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio, or with a video that's going to tell you more about that. But just go to Healing Waterfall on Facebook. And if you want to see a video about this, go to healingtowers.org. That's healingtowers.org. That website's under construction, but there's a video there you're going to want to check out. There's some great things going on in Ketchikan, Alaska for our veterans. And Gary, thanks to you, thanks to Virginia, and thanks to Gary Moffitt for helping them out. It's truly appreciated.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure.
There's one more thing I want to bring up now that Gary's off the air, and that's the fact that folks like Gary and Virginia and Gary Moffitt, they're running their nonprofits basically out of their own pocket, and they can use your help, especially during this holiday season. A lot of you like to give this time of year, and I would ask you to consider giving to Healing Waterfall. Again, you can find them on Facebook, or to Healing Towers. I am quite certain any money you give, as you just heard, is going to be put to very good use to give our veterans and soldiers that have been wounded a wonderful opportunity to heal in a very special place. Thanks for considering this request during this Christmas season. Stick around, we've got a whole lot more of the outdoors coming your way on America Outdoors Radio.